Yo, so what do you need? Just an eighth?
No, I need a fucking t-shirt. Okay, fine.
No,
just
no, not. That's later on tonight, dude. Just a sec, okay? I got the shrooms right now. We're gonna make this happen, okay? You gotta be a little quick, though.
All right.
Yes. Let me get my scale. I fucking forgot my scale. Yo, the homeboy's supposed to have some dope Puerto Rican ones next week, for sure, too.
Okay, word.
Hang on. Yo, what up? Yeah, I got them booms right now. I got the shrooms right now. All right, I'll put you down for a quarter. I'll meet you at the open mic later on tonight. You better have the loot, bitch, or Venmo me right now, ho. At Big Lou 303, son. You know the fucking deal, bitch. All right, cool. Peace. Yeah, all these motherfuckers love this shit, man. Fucking... The game's starting to come back too, homie. Fuck a good day. I hope so. I hope so too. Oh shit. Oh fuck, my mom's home. Let's get the fuck out of here. Run. Back door.
That's you don't know. Check me out, N-word.
Sing along.
Yo, this is the Oh Fuck, My Mom's Home podcast. Haven't been doing this for a while. Bumping some Method Man and Freddie Gibbs. I got this asshole, two planking ass motherfucker,
you know,
in
it.
The house tonight or today. When, say your name.
My name, Austin Langley.
All the way from the West Coast.
West Coast kid till the day I die.
Fucking two planker.
I do ski. Yes.
Ski Smith.
I did. I worked at the ski resort for a long time. But that was it was a lifestyle, bro. Ski bum.
I was a snowboard bum, bro, for a few years, too.
It's worth it. Even much healthier lifestyle than what I live now.
What, being a non-drinking comic?
Well, just the...
You're not a veterinarian, are you? I mean, vegetarian, are you?
I'm not either of those things. I'm not a veteran or a vegetarian.
All right.
But... I don't know, just skiing every day and being active was healthier.
Yeah, that was cool, man. That's like, so, my very first place I ever got laid off from, my first unemployment check, I went and got a season pass, and it was like the second day of the season, and then I went like every other day pretty much.
You probably had like a 60 to 80 plus
day. No, I had 90 something checks. 90 days? On my pass,
yeah, that's
dude.
Tight.
Yeah, and then the next year I did the same thing. I got my season pass with my very last unemployment check the next year. And I did the same thing. I just fucking hustled, fucking sold weed, fucking chilled, fucking went snowboarding every day. I was doing tile with the homeboy Leonard. Just fucking just cake, fool.
Yeah, that's
and
a
then
ski
I got, we got him into snowboarding, so that's what made it even better. Cause fucking we'd go work at night, bro.
Yeah.
And then just so we could go snowboarding during the day and shit, dude. And then when we'd get back into town, we'd stop and grout up a house or like go finish tiling a house late night, dude.
What was your go-to resort out of Denver?
We're Loveland. We go to Loveland, dude. It's fucking right there. Quick, bam. I like fucking Keystone night riding and shit, like that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, but no, who can afford fucking 700, fucking 800 bucks for a fucking three mountain pass, bro?
Yeah.
I know I couldn't, dude. I fucking barely afford. I remember when Loveland passes were like fucking 310, bro, and they went up for fucking 270.
Well, it's honestly, that's why I worked at the ski resort most
of the time. Yeah, no, that's like when you get those 90 checks. They gave us a coupon for half off our next.
Oh
next
damn,
year's
that's tight.
Pass.
That's like a push.
Yeah, dude. So that's like even if you're really smart, you take three snowboard lessons, dude.
Yeah.
And they give you a season pass. You know what I
that's
mean?
Funny.
At Loveland, dog. So you got to pick your battles. Like I always tell people that.
Yeah.
I was like, you go buy some gear, your jacket, your pants, maybe.
Yeah.
And then go take three lessons, and then you figure it out whether you want to go all kinds like we used to all the time. You know what I mean? Oh, it's 420.
Oh, shit. Lou's alarm's going off.
Fucking starting bald. This fucking shit right on time, son.
That's when we're supposed to start. Yeah, no, dude.
I miss being able to just go snowboarding every fucking day. Like, yeah. You don't give a
like
shit.
Like I said,
dude.
It's a much healthier lifestyle. So my hometown, from anywhere you lived in town, the ski resort was 20 minutes away. And
that's where, Washington? Or
no, this is in North Idaho. The ski resort was Schweitzer Mountain Resort.
Schweitzer, all right.
It's the biggest, one of the biggest ski resorts in Washington and Idaho now. There's 2,900 skiable acres and a bunch of backcountry. So, like, you could go out of the backside and then ski back into the resort, but you'd have untouched fresh snow for fucking
we've done that
2,000 vertical feet.
Shit, man.
So there'd be times where you'd wake up in the morning, look out the window, and be like, well, yeah, I'm going to go skiing today because it just snowed fucking 2 feet.
Yeah.
So then you'd go mob up the hill, catch the first chair, first few chairs, and then bounce for the day. It's pretty fucking fun. Pretty
shit.
Fucking fun. But my dad worked up at the ski resort since I was born. He was a snowcat operator.
Oh, so he is a nighttime fun
guy.
Dude,
my dad used to fucking hit it hard. Yeah, graveyard. He used to tell me stories. So check this out, dude. Steve, you know Bill Paxton, the actor?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just name dropping guys. Steve Paxton is his brother with a cocaine problem that lives in my hometown. Dude, and my dad would run snowcats with this guy, and they just tell me stories where they used to meet up at the top of the hill at the end of their shift, fucking 3-4 o'clock in the morning, just pounding beers because it was their afternoon, and they'd hang out at the top of the ski resort with a bunch of snowcats.
Fuck, dude.
But there was dudes that were just like railing coke off of these dashboards, and it was fucking party time.
Ski resort towns are the OG. That's like, so the goat soup and whiskey in Keystone right there.
Yeah.
Best motherfucker, the homeboy Scotty that runs that joint. He's OG as fuck, son. So, I remember one night we're fucking getting high. We're chilling, smoking weed. And this cowboy in this fucking hat keeps talking shit to us. And we're like, yo, quit talking shit, fool. Fuck you, fool. You know what I mean?
That sounds exactly like my hometown.
And then the cowboy keeps talking shit. He's all, fuck you, fucking Mexican. So I go, yeah, call me a Mexican again, motherfucker. So he fucking calls me out. We go outside. And then my homeboy Joaquin goes, yo, pussy, you fucking calling us dirty Mexicans and shit. And that cowboy's like, fuck you. You're just a short, dirty Mexican. Fucking really talking shit. So when he turns around to talk shit to my homeboy Joaquin, I just fucking kneel down on the ground. My homeboy Joaquin pushes this fool. Boom!
Just the old recess maneuver.
The old fucking push over, fall down tree. Yeah, playground shit, you know. So, but it was at the top of the hill, fool. And this fool fucking slides all the way down the ice, fool. And his cowboy boots, just fucking hat and him and his hat fucking going faster and faster down the hill. So we're like, fuck you, cowboy. Fucking, he couldn't even walk back up the hill, but he was all sad. He just left. And those stupid cowboy
just
boots.
Big old snowbank you pushed him into?
Nah, just down the hill, bro. Down the hill. It was full of ice, bro, in the parking lot, bro.
That's so funny.
We push him down the hill, and he just fucking float all the way down the parking lot, dude, like fucking 150 feet, bro. And then that fool was in his cowboy boots, so he went to go. And they're all flat on the bottom and shit. So
couldn't even walk.
This fool couldn't even walk back up the hill, bro. Yeah, it was fucking great. That night they had a South Park pinball machine and fucking the goat super whiskey. That motherfucker had like about 40 lines on it, bro.
Jesus.
Just fucking chopped up on the fucking everybody's getting high, everybody's having a good old time,
dude. Ski towns, that's the only thing. I mean, that's part of the reason I had such an alcohol problem when I was younger.
Oh, yeah, because everybody's slamming, dude.
I mean, like, that was part of the...
You're drinking fucking cinnamon whiskey.
Yeah.
Fucking just to stay warm out there in your coffee in the morning.
Yeah, pounding beers. And, I mean, there was nothing else to do besides ski and basically party.
Oh, man, that's like shit. I don't know how many times... That's like, we went to the liquor store one night riding at Keystone, right? So the sun just went down, boom. We're night riding. It goes to like 9 or 10. It's 7:30. We go to the liquor store to get a bottle. We're like, fuck, if we get back to the resort, fuck my homies. Where's my hat, fool? I don't know. Again, fucking 8:15 rolls around. We already been up and down the fast lift right there like 2-3 times at Keystone, right? Doing night riding and shit. Yeah. So we already did like about 4 or 5 different runs, you know what I mean? Fucking going straight down Flying Dutchman as fast as we can. And then we're saying, oh, we're out of liquor. Well, let's go get a big bottle. We go back to the liquor store. My homeboy's hat's right there on the fucking ground, bud. Fucking in the snow, dude. Right when we get to the liquor store. So he puts his hat on. Yeah, fool. Yeah, yeah. And he's all happy. And we go back to night riding at Keystone. And we're bombing, fool. We're going like fucking 50, 60 miles an hour. Fuck, Ski Patrol is trying to chase us, and we're getting away from them and shit, dude. We're fucking bombing this hill, bro. We're going fast 56. As fuck, dude. We're going fast as fuck, dude.
Ski Patrol
was fucking mad at us, dude. Ski Patrol was pissed. And we're like, we're the only ones on the whole hill, fool. And they're like, no, you slow down. They're like, slow the fuck down. Like, and then Ski Patrol would be on the thing. You could hear them. They should be coming here. Boom! We're fucking flying right by these other Ski Patrol guys, dude. Oh, it was fucking great, dude. But that's the funnest, bro. Oh. And then, so we're heading home. And these fools go, yeah, we're going to ride down. We're going to go drop us off at the top of Loveland Pass. And we're going to ride down. And I was like, fool, it's cool to do that on full moon nights and shit. For you know sure. what I mean? No fucking moon now, bro. Well, no,
we gotta have
moon.
At least a headlamp.
Yeah, no moon, no headlamp, no nothing, dude. Yeah, full fucking my eyes will adjust, bud. My eyes will adjust. I was like, all right, so whatever. I dropped them off at the top and I went to the bottom. I'm waiting. All of a sudden, like 20, 30 minutes later, I hear, hey. I was like, yo, fools over here. And then you hear Joaquin, I fucking told you we had to go this way.
Just
and they're
angry.
Just talking, yeah, they're just mad. They're fucking sad. Fucking Joaquin and Lee went too far fucking to the left, bro. And
dude,
they
it
fucking
sucks
there's
hiking.
A little stream. There's a little freshwater stream right there, bro. So if you
smashed.
Do go. Yeah, dude, they fucking both fell in the stream. They're all wet.
Yeah.
And then they come walking out, bro, the right, you know, they come walking out to the Loveland Pass to the highway. And. They're fucking pissed, bro. And Lee goes like this. He's all, fuck, bro. He's all looking around. He's all, where's my goggles? I was like, dude, you fucking had them on when you went. He's like, for real? He's like, fuck, I lost my fucking $200 Oakley goggles fucking in the middle of the night. And then we ended up going into Loveland parking lot doing donuts.
Yeah, dude, that's what I used to do every fucking
and then,
morning.
And then we drove up on the fucking runs, bro. We drove up by Lift 1 and we were taking pictures by the truck like that and then doing donuts. And we drove halfway up the mountain. We were doing big old fucking whips like this. Whoom! On the fucking, on the resort, dude. And fresh corduroys is the fucking.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
When it's hard, you can get it.
Oh, dude, we fight, and it was that blue Chevy pickup I used to have outside of my truck, dude. That pickup, yo, dude, and that's a 2-wheel drive car, dude. I was going up the hill in circles, full, like that, like a gangster, son. It was so fucking fun, and then security came, was taking pictures of us, and we're throwing up gang signs, fucking covering up the license plate, throwing up gang signs and shit, dude.
Dude, yeah, we used to. We used to rod. There'd be times where we'd just get a random, like, party that would be like, hey, we rented a condo up at the ski resort. So then everyone would mob up to the ski resort.
Yeah.
And, dude, you'd cause some trouble.
Oh, we used
to. I mean, well, and just even running around the village, we used to steal, I mean, even just fucking have lunch trays and shit and then hike halfway up the steepest part that's, like, right out of the village. And then just lunch tray down that fucking felt like, dude, felt like you were going 60 miles an hour. That thing, my dad used to just drop me off and use it as a goddamn babysitter. I had a buddy. So there's like torchlight parade, and if you work up at the ski resort, you can like volunteer and be part of this torchlight parade. My buddy, two of my buddies eat fucking a bunch of acid. We're more acid that I didn't even like partake. And they're like, we're getting up to the top and we're just like walking across the ridge because one of the chairlifts only takes you to the top. So then to get to a vantage, everyone just kind of like parties and walks this ridge up to the top, and then we light up our torches and we fucking ski down. My buddies start giggling. My buddy, like, so we're like 3/4 of the way through. We get up there, we fucking click into our skis, and we just all start skiing down with these like torches in my hand, and my buddy right behind me is just reading, just yelling. He's like, "I read chapter books." And I'm like, dude, what is going on?
What an idiot!
He's just yelling behind me as we skied with torches in our hand.
I remember last day at Loveland, fucking these chicks were riding down in their bikinis and shit.
Oh, dude.
And fucking whatchamacallit, me and the homeboy, we pulled the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We put a fucking sock on our dick, bro. Fucking, we went down with our pants down, dude. That's what's fucking up. Real gangster.
You should watch the game of Gnar. It's a ski and snowboard video about Shane McConkie, but he created this Bible of skiing at a ski resort and like doing the gnarliest lines or skiing lines naked. You can get points by like calling people out and being like, "I'm a way better snowboarder than you." And you get the more status that guy's had. So there's like people.
I wonder how much me beating that Christian kid up on the mountains worth.
I don't know. That one might be out of the Book of Gnar, but it's on YouTube for free. It's so funny.
I bet you I'm in the Gnar bowl.
Oh, probably. You definitely got some Gnar points. I guarantee it. You get points for the first in the chairlift. You get points for taking a piss in the gnarliest line. Like if you stop in a line and take a piss.
Oh man.
Points for calling your mom while you're skiing one of the gnarliest
ones. What if my mom called me when I was taking a piss in the trees?
It'd be worth some bonus points.
Saying our dog, she finally put the dog down, dude.
That happened?
Yeah, dude. And it was funny. And then the clouds split, dude. And the sun came down, was shining down on me. And my mom's all, the dog died. And I was like, "Don't worry, mom, all dogs go to heaven. He's in heaven shining down on me right now." And my mom's like, "You're a fucking pussy." And then my cousin called me a pussy because I came out of the trees and my goggles are all fogged up because I'm crying. Fucking crying like a little bitch. He's like, "What's wrong with you?" I was like, "Fucking, my dog's dead." He's like, "How does it feel, bud?" Because I was just cloning his fucking dog for being all old and can't see you.
That's funny.
I was like, "Well, I can't wait for your dog to die now, bitch." Yeah. I was like, "Fuck you and your dog."
That's a ski story.
I had that little dog, Bandit was his name. He was 18 years old when my mom had to put him down.
That's crazy.
He looked just like Bella and Jon Snow.
Yeah.
He was a little boy dog with fucking one blue eye, one brown eye.
That's funny. That's cute. Yeah, we had a dog growing up that he, I mean,
what
he must have been.
What kind of dog was it?
He was a half Keyshound, half Husky. So it was like a little Husky fluff ball.
A little fluffer.
Yeah, but he lived, I felt like, forever, dude. I mean, it felt like we were at the same age, like 16, 17.
We have this dog, Poncho. My grandma called him a meatloaf on stilts because he was a miniature Doberman, but he was just fat, full. Like he was,
just had little legs.
Yeah, he looked like a fucking burnt meatloaf, bro. Like, for real, son. Somebody shot that dog in the backyard.
Damn.
But that dog was fucking killer, dude. That was his name, Killer.
Killer.
And that dog, so... somebody was telling, what do you do when you find two dogs stuck together and shit? Someone's doing that joke, right? So, anyways. One time that little dog Killer got stuck to a St. Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little fucking miniature Doberman stuck to a giant ass St. Bernard. Then the St. Bernard, we go, "Hey." And the St. Bernard takes off and it just starts dragging fucking God. Killer And then it jumps off the curb, and this is where they have, like, those 10-inch curbs.
Big curbs, yeah.
Big old curbs. And the dog just fucking smacks his fucking nuts on the fucking curb. His ass gets ripped apart, and they get teared off right there, bro. Fucking little killer was licking his big old swollen nuts, dude, for like fucking 2 days, dude. Poor fucking dog almost died.
That's rough.
And then he still got shot like a month later. But that dog thought he was OG, dude. Fucking little Doberman Pinscher. He was tiny.
Yeah.
He was so fucking fat, though, dude. He did look like a meatloaf on stilts. Fool just fucking burnt meatloaf running. Click, fucking click, great.
Yeah, ski towns, dude. I lived in one. I remember being 11 years old, and the last day of the year, there was like 25 middle-aged hippie chicks that would ride from the top of the hill down through the village, topless, and me and my buddy hung out for a while waiting for that to happen, dude.
You guys got your little Polaroids?
This was like probably, I was probably like literally 11, so it was like 99, 98.
Oh, man, I graduated, dude. That was the year I graduated.
That's funny. Fuck, dog. We were hanging out in a ski village waiting for some hippie, middle-aged hippie chicks.
How it goes, dude.
They were not like...
There's this fucking tweaker-ass chick that wants me to go bone her, and she's an old hippie bitch, dude, and fuck, dog. I wish I had fucking some loot, dude. Fucking, I'd go buy her some meth so she sucked my dick again. Dude.
Okay.
No, but she's cute, fine, and fuck, dog. Just old school shit, bro. Still got nice titties for being 50.
That's
Let me try one of those.
There you go.
You can smoke in here. This is an OG old school house, bro.
When does your mom get home?
Fucking in a little while. Don't worry about it. So, you would have really did good at Comedy Works.
Oh, yeah?
If you would have paid attention to the light.
Paid attention to the light. It's true. What Lou is
I mean, the zabba-doo-bab, the boo-bat, you should have just...
I know.
I wish I would have lighted you. I told Philip Cano to light you. And he said, he's going to learn after that. And I was like, yeah, he is going to learn. Yeah, well, that's fucked up, dude. Because I was going to light you, and then right when I was going to light you, fucking your mic got cut off like that, fool. But Philip Connell had his fucking phone out. I was like, just light him, fool. Yeah. Just fucking light him.
Because I was literally, even when I stood up from the joke, I was looking for it.
Yeah, no, I was you like totally scanning. Missed it, dude, because I'm sitting there. I'm watching her light you.
Yeah.
I'm watching her light you because she stands up, and if you see, even if you see her at the doorway,
mm-hmm.
know that that's your light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they got either the little dude or that new chick fucking lighting people.
Yeah.
But and she does good right on time, dude. Like, fucking. That's why she's right there. She stays right there by the doorway and whatchamacallit, and Roger tells mm-hmm. her to start the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and it's, yeah, like I said, I was proud of what I did accomplish with the set, and it was fun. But like I said, I mean, I totally scanned the room twice. Even after that second joke, those next two jokes that I had lined up weren't even part of the set. They were just there if I needed to burn
more
time. Yeah,
you didn't need that shit.
I know. I didn't realize
you
that.
You should have just ended it right where you thought you should have. Because that, and that one was on the highest fuck thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been critiquing all these fools, dude. It's fucking fun.
Well, you did it that to us that one night when you were running Brews.
Yeah.
And we were both running our set, and you were you got your first laugh. Even Philip does it, too. I think it's like a weirdo, because Philip said he was running the clock off for me and pushing the lap button every laugh that I got.
Yeah. No, you did good. You had a... That's like, I remember when I did my first new talent night, I thought that Aaron Hernandez guy was going to suck my dick, bro. I got mm-hmm. so many laughs. And I didn't even get my first laugh until, I think, 30-something seconds in, bro.
Yeah. Well,
and that's then, the thing. Then I got a laugh every 6 to 8 seconds.
And the only time that is, like, really that important is when you have when someone offers you 3 minutes. But as, like, in the future, that's not...
Oh, no, that's like, you already know, dude. I'm going to be going up to Wyoming Wednesday, bro.
Yeah.
That's like 3 minute spots. Did you stay for my set for the last Humor Underground?
I don't think so. I had another set somewhere.
Yeah, no, dude. I fucking went off for 10 minutes, dude. And it was the one of the most natural 10 minutes ever, yeah. Dude. I sat down. I bullshitted. And that 10 minutes just went by like nothing, bro.
Yeah.
I told my new little joke about stealing catalytic converters to make a platinum coin and shit. And it started kicking. Justin Platz's dad was really clowning it. I was like, what's up, bro? You want to drive the truck for me, bro? You got a little generator? We'll fucking get electric Sawzall, bud. I'm gonna fucking strike us one of these palladium coins quick. And dude, we was fucking, it was good. It was clowning. It was just, it's like when you're fucking bullshitting at the top of the step smoking weed, dude.
Well, that's where fucking
comedy works.
And that's
bro.
Where I ultimately want to be mm-hmm. with my sets is like have them, I mean, feel as natural and maybe spontaneous.
Yeah, no, and that's like, then I said my little joke about the homegirl Andrea. Hopefully I get back enough time to go to her funeral. But I was like, yeah, I was thinking about it because I'm going to be going to her funeral. I was like, I remember seeing her asshole one night. You know, and just saying that, dude, fucking had the crowd going, dude.
It is funny.
It's like, yeah, dude, I can't believe I see my homegirl's asshole, and that's the only thing I could think about before I go to her funeral.
I mean, you know? It's a funny guy.
Dude, because she jumped on the homeboy's motorcycle. We were leaving the strip club, and he takes off, but she's in a sundress, bro. And boom, dude, her fucking skirt goes flying up her back, dude. She's just got her little thong. You see her little asshole. It's the funniest thing ever. She's yeah. one of a kind person, dude. She's yeah. cool, bro. But I got tight. Through that joke, and then I told some crazy getting high stories that I used to do
no
with
way,
the homeboy Marcos.
Those?
Oh, I got them all, bro. I told the one Saturday about how my homeboy Marcos. He fucking pulled out the tinfoil and he went across my homeboy's whole countertop, dude, like 7 feet. And he threw baking soda down and then he threw a bunch of coke down and he smeared it all up.
Jesus.
And then he rubs his fucking finger in this bitch's mouth all crazy, dude.
God.
And then when we're getting high, this fool keeps going lower. And I'm holding the tinfoil lower and lower. Bro, we was like some army men, bud, down on the fucking ground. He could barely fit the lighter underneath the tinfoil to
Why
get high.
Why did it need to go lower? Because
he was all high, fool, dude.
That's so weird.
So I'll tell you the story I didn't get to tell about that fool. So I remember one night, we're getting high, and this fool, we finish a foil, and he'd have me go throw it away downstairs. I go downstairs, throw it away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And fucking... Then, like, 10 minutes later, we still got this big old fucking piece of tinfoil in the bathroom. And us four or five homies are in there, you know, fucking chilling, getting high. And this fool goes like this. He goes, yo, go downstairs and make sure that trash can's not on fire. And I'm like, what? So I went down. It's not on fire. All right, cool. Go back upstairs. I do that, like, 5-6 times. Then the other homeboy that held me hostage in the closet, he's in the room next door getting high in the closet. And he hears me going up and down the stairs. He's like, yo, quit running up and down my fucking stairs, motherfucker, what the fuck? So I'm like, yo, I can't go up and down the stairs no more. So Marco starts going, here. And he keeps giving me a little piece of coke, dude, to go check on the... So I'm sneaking up and down the stairs, bro, and this fool... He probably gave me like fucking 3-4 fucking grams
Jesus.
Of coke, dude. Just to sneak downstairs and go check on the trash can to make sure it's not on fire.
And yeah. You couldn't have just, like, poured water on it and been like, dude.
Nah, fool. Nah, dude. I had to go check it, dude. He gets, when you get high, you fucking crazy shit happens, fool. Like, you know why he's like that? His brother told me, like, the next week. I was like, why's your brother like that? He's all, one time we was getting high, fool, and the house across the street started on fire. So... He's like, we can see the flames outside the front window, and this fool can't stop getting high, and he's like, I think something's on fire. He's like, dude, there's a fire crawl. Nah, something in here's on fire.
He's like, no, it's outside.
I missed that fool, Marcos, dude. He was crazy. He's fucking funny
like
as fuck,
it.
Dude. He's like the most funniest motherfucking craziest motherfucker. He talk like this. He cough all hard every time we smoke weed, fool. That you don't cough, you don't get off, fool. Yeah, what's up, dog? Northside, fool. he was a gangster. He lived a
different lifestyle than I dude.
Him and his brother had the little apartment complex up there right off of Main Street in Lafayette. They had that shit like New Jack City, fool.
That's funny.
Fools would pull up in the alley and go knock on the window on this fool. Fuck, serve him up through the window right there, yeah. Fool. All gangster.
Just drive-through service.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. He was thugged out.
I bet.
Did you didn't get into the drugs all crazy, did you?
No, I didn't. First time I was on probation that summer, I ate a lot and a lot of mushrooms, which isn't like, I mean, no, but no heavy drugs. I never was like, especially after I stopped drinking, I never was a fan of even like cocaine.
Yeah, Coke's a fucking weird one. I didn't even start doing coke till I was almost 30, fool.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I ain't got no kids. I ain't got nothing. Fuck, dude. I can fucking get high if I want.
But, yeah, I think with any drugs.
But, no, alcohol's a big trigger, and mushrooms fucking will kill your ego.
Well, mushrooms, like, yeah, I mean, mushrooms are the ones that I feel, like, probably confident with. Like, I still eat them every once in a while. But it's like, if you put them in front of me, I know I can be like, oh, this, I'll start with this and move on from there. It's not like... Booze, I mean, I definitely have an addictive personality in every aspect of my life, whether it's cigarettes, caffeine.
I just started drinking back this year because I was just over it, bro.
I remember when you picked up some beers again. But it you don't drink like a Wayne or anything else, like, you know?
No, I could have two now, bro.
Yeah, and be...
No, I know
I don't
that.
Ever notice you, no, like...
That's like, and even when I used to drive, bro, when I used to drive, I didn't drink at all. Cause I just didn't want, I didn't want to lose my license to do Lyft.
Yeah.
That's why I quit drinking when I first started comedy, dude. And yeah. I still wasn't drinking.
Well, dude, it's a heavy, drug.
But then that's like, dude, fuck, bro. I know, bro. I get mad. I get pissed at my own fucking mom all the time, bro.
My mom's bad about it.
Thursday afternoon, bro. She fucking goes to Lechuga's and she comes home with fucking the little devils.
Yeah.
And I know she's fucking lit, son. Yeah. She can't hide it.
Oh, for
it's
sure.
Like,
my
it's
mom,
every Thursday, bud.
My mom will have like two glasses of wine and be tossed. Oh, Jesus. Where it's like, and like, I mean, with being a recovering alcoholic, like, you realize things that, like, alcohol is, like, an alcoholic isn't based off of sometimes, like, how much you drink, but what happens to you when you drink.
Oh, yeah.
So, like I said, my mom will have two, and she's tossed, and, like, can't even fucking
that's like, and
communicate.
Then what's the worst is she'll be like, what the fuck, you need money? And she gives me fucking $20 to go to the weed store or something like that. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, I took it out of her wallet. It's like, nah, dude, you fucking gave this shit. I know, I recorded her, dude, fucking a month ago, dude, giving me money. I was like, I'm going to record this because you don't fucking believe me. I was like, fucking, it was fucked up, man.
That's
it was
funny
though, bro.
Yeah, alcohol, I mean, it's just a heavy drug, and I'm glad I don't, because my whole family deals with it. Like, we're all alcoholics. I'm just the only one that's, like, really...
Big Lou had a little double shooter of hot damn or whatever.
Yeah, that shit'll be heartburn,
game.
Dude.
But that's the first time I'm just proud of him, dude, because when my grandma died, I thought that was gonna be the it, fool.
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna go find a spot to hide from the pigs and fucking start getting high, bro, and he didn't.
He's a fun hang.
Oh, dude, he's crazy, bro. Like,
he's a fun hang. When you bring him to mics, I think it's good vibes.
He's ridiculous, dude. That's like, man, sometimes I can't stand it, but then it's like, yeah. Like, fuck, dude. He probably thinks Cosby didn't do nothing wrong, dude. You know what I mean? He's like, yo, these bitches want a Quaaludes. He gave them Quaaludes and shit, son. He don't give a fuck. He's like,
dude,
you know what I mean? Big Lou's off the chain, son.
Oh, dude, he's...
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck, son.
Yeah, he's... And dude, sometimes he'll sign up and you won't even let him go up because you're he'll say the N-word.
I can't, dude. Nah, bro, fuck, dude. He don't give a shit, dude. He's like the Mexican Uncle Ruckus, dog. For real, he fucking loves white people in rock and roll, and he hates Mexicans and blacks, dude. He don't give a fuck, dude. That's like Corey Cooley's joke. Yeah, you Mexicans, whatever. You guys are just ruining this country. My dad's like, fuck yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Hell no, dude. I just laughed, dude.
I made fun of you two a couple times.
Oh, no, that before and after joke dude, was great, dude.
The yeah, backyard. There was one time at the backyard.
Yeah, like, dude, at the backyard.
I lit you fools up.
This looks like a fucking before and after rehab.
You guys
shit.
Are identical, like different timelines. Oh, exactly. Dude. It's ridiculous.
Nah, bro, that's like when I first shaved my when I first cut my mohawk in, dude. My fucking
he's got the I went to a funeral
and fucking everybody thought I was Big Lou from back in the day. They're like, "Yo, dog, you look good, cuz." And I was like, "I'm fucking Little Lou." And he's like, "Oh shit, dude." I thought Big Lou got went to rehab.
I was like, 20 years.
I was like, that fool's in jail. That fool's in jail, bitch. I was like, you go pick him up. He's in the fucking. He's out there in Greeley. I remember Ooh. Big Lou was in Greeley, and he's like, yeah.
Is that a state penitentiary?
No, Greeley, just in jail yeah, up there in Greeley. County, you basically. Went to Greeley, haven't you? Did show up there
I
yet? Did
a, yeah, I've done some shows there, but it was
all
like...
right. So yeah, dude, the courthouse is right down the road from fucking whatchamacallit. So yeah. That's where I had to go pick him up from. You know what I mean? Fucking when he's getting released, they're like, yeah, we won't take him back to jail from the courthouse. So you got to go pick him up here. And I was like, cool. So I pick him up, and he's like, yeah, son. I found Jesus in jail. He's going to save me, son. And then not even an hour and a half later, dude, fucking, I catch him fucking smoking crack.
Of course. Dude, I've been to fucking jail multiple times.
Like, not even an hour, dude, after we got back into Denver, dude. This whole fucking, we went and cashed his check, dude. He gave me like fucking $120. He's all, here, thanks for giving me a ride. Here's 60 for gas, and here's another 60, and I love you, son. And I was like, yo, bro. He's all, my back hurts. I was like, I'm going to go get some chocolates for you from the dispensary.
Yeah.
And then I roll up, bud, and this fool's smoking crack in the baseball fields down the road from my grandma's. Man.
Just the baseball fields.
Yeah, and then this crazy-ass bitch that's with him, he starts talking shit to me. He's like, you're just mad. My girlfriend's 28 years old. I was like, that bitch is 28. She looks like she's fucking 50, dude. How many teeth she got on her head? Four? And she's got most of her bottom teeth. And that's when I came up with the rule. You got to have 10 on top, 10 on the bottom, dude.
You can't just have one
new
top
rule,
or bottom.
10 consecutive teeth. Top and bottom.
That's funny. Dude, yeah.
Dude.
Well, and that's the finding the Jesus thing is so funny to me. Because, like, I went to county for a while, and dudes would be like, yo, when I was on the outs, I'd fucking slam this, fucking do this all fucking criminal shit. And they just tell some, like, gnarly stories that you wouldn't fucking even want to listen to. And then 10 minutes later, when lights out, they're like, thank you, Lord and Jesus, for our fucking... I'm like, dude, you ain't getting nowhere after what you've done. There's no fucking make amends for the
like,
fucked
I'm
up
not,
shit.
I'm not going to fucking pray or nothing. I'm just going to wait till deathbed confession.
It was just so funny because they'd be like, beat the shit out of this fool with the fucking... And then they're just like, thank you, Lord, our prayers.
Oh, dude, the funniest was me and Big Lou went to my Uncle Paul's fucking funeral earlier this year. And that fool was a fucking degenerate motherfucker, dude. Like, his famous words were, fuck them before they fuck you. And he lived by it, fool. I seen him knock out security guards. I went and seen him in jail a few times, bro, and fucking in fucking prison and shit, dog. You know what I mean? He's an OG gangster motherfucker. So, you know, everybody, and then at the church, they're like, yeah, Paul was good with his tools. He helped straighten out my bumper, this, this, and that. And I was like, shit, you should have seen the shit we did in his tow truck, son. Like, Big Lou, fuck, dude, he used to go take cars off the side of the highway, dude, and take them to the junker, fool. Like,
just
fucking make money. fucking smoke crack, fool.
I just claim
I remember I was buying his Oxycontins from him and selling them to this gay dude downtown. And then we'd go take, and then, like, I was making 150. I was saying I was only making 40 bucks. So whenever I take him the money back, he'd be like, give me a ride over here, nephew. And we'd go get a half ounce of fucking coke, fool. And we'd go back and he'd cook up, give me fucking like 2-3 grams of crack, dude. And be like, is that cool, nephew? I was like, hell yeah, unks.
But he still does have a stack of cash.
Yeah, and a stack of cash, dude. Bunch of fucking crack, dude. And he's all happy. He's fucking smoked half of his stack with me before I leave.
That's crazy.
But that's like, he didn't want to take those Oxycontins. He'd rather smoke crack. So, yeah. So we sold him to some fucking gay dude downtown. All day, bud. All day, dude.
Yeah.
And he was a gangster ass motherfucker. He taught me how I seen him and my cousin Robbie, dude. When my cousin Robbie died 2 years ago, he got shot by a federal marshal, bro, because he wasn't going back to jail, fool.
Damn.
He's like, fucking shoot me in. We're fucking walking up the road at this motherfucker. And they shot him, fool. But anyways. So I remember one night, these fools, they had me drive because I was the only motherfucker with a license at the crib. So they're like, as long as we get pulled over, this car's legit, dude got the license. But we went to the West Side Projects over there, and they fucking robbed this Chinese lady, bud.
Damn.
They fucking punched this old hoe and took her teeth out. And then underneath her dentures, dude, this bitch had like 30 sacks of 1 gram sacks of crack.
Jesus.
So they fucking stole all her crack out of her mouth and they cut her little fanny pack off. Had like fucking 20,000 and fucking in hundreds and twenties, dude, in that fanny pack, dude. They fucking robbed the shit out of that bitch, fool. Oh, dude.
Like it.
But they just knew who to rob because that old lady used to go get fucking dope from the Mexicans, walk around the corner and sing it to all the Chinese fools, bro, in the West Side Projects. Well, so that was my come up. I came up with like fucking 3 G's fucking that night, dude.
Damn.
Just crazy. Yeah, just for driving. Just fucking crazy. And then they're all at the fucking church. He was a very nice man. Never met him.
See, that's the shit.
It's like, yeah, dude, he was kind and loving. He loved his granddaughter and his grandson, dude.
That's the funniest shit to me.
Oh,
dude.
Fuck, dude. This fool fucking robbed people cold-blooded, son.
He's a good man, son.
He's a good man.
It's a great,
I don't get it.
I guess people want to have an image of... you're honoring him more by just, like, repping it, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Rather than being like, oh, wow.
That's like that motherfucker, he used to say, I only steal from 7-Eleven. And he would, bro. Like, if you went to the little fucking Chinese bodega in the hood, he'd buy everything from there. His pickles, shit like that, his beer. You know, he'd buy his shit from the liquor store.
Yeah.
But he'd go into 7-Eleven right after that, dude. Still fucking chocolates, sodas. Fucking come out like a king, son. Fucking newspaper. And he'd wrap it all up in a newspaper and just walk the fuck out, bro. Like fucking a cone. A fucking shit, dude. Like, he'd grab a newspaper.
Just fill it.
Just fill it, dude. And fucking walk the fuck out.
That's so funny.
Like a gangster, fool.
Yeah, 7-Eleven, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, fuck 7-Eleven. Nah, they make me wear a mask they ask you to wear a mask in that King Supers over there by my plasma.
Yeah.
So I always wear a mask in there, and I get my beef jerky for free after plasma. You need that protein.
You're going to make me wear it.
You're going to make me wear it. I got to steal.
I got to do some criminal shit with it.
Fucking wear a mask all day.
That's funny.
Did you watch that new Chappelle special?
I haven't yet, no.
It's good.
I bet.
He says he took the Johnson & Johnson, so he's got a little bit extra cocaine from yours truly right here. Because they made the Johnson & Johnson out of my plasma and dead babies.
Dude, I got the Johnson & Johnson.
You got dead babies and Big Lou in you, son.
Those stem cells, bro.
Oh,
shiny
man.
Stem cells.
No, they're fucking American baby stem cells.
Did you hear Mike's joke? the other night.
Which one?
About the pills.
Uh-uh.
And how they're making it out of, like, I won't even get into it. It was so funny.
Capolino?
Yeah, because he, like, made it sound like it was a conspiracy theory that he made up, and then he was like, that's real. That's a real
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I did, yeah.
It was, like, made out of the, like, nuns.
Yeah, the nuns piss estrogen pills. Yeah, dude.
And he was just, like, committing to it. And everyone was like, what the fuck?
Have you listened to him on the Chapel Perilous?
No, you made me and Jeff listen to it one night.
Yeah, no, dude, that shit's off the chain, bro. Yeah, I fucking laugh at it. Like,
dude, I'm, like, one of his biggest fans.
Dude, so...
I have a spot in my room that has a George Carlin vinyl. And then right next to that is a picture that Mike Capolino had painted of him. And then, like, all of his zines. I have, like, the whole...
I got most of his zines. Dude. They're fucking everywhere.
Dude,
yeah.
I read them on stage one night because I bought it for $5. And I was like, I paid for this. I can do whatever the fuck I want with it.
Oh, dude.
And they, like, it was cool to watch him get laughs through his zine, but not, like, as in front of a live audience, you know?
Yeah, no, dude. That fucking clown story... So at the end, he's all, yeah, you could Google him. So fucking Corey Cooley grabs his keyboard.
Googles him.
And he starts trying to Google him. And then Mike Kaplan goes, oh, well, the story might be fake then. Like a total Norm MacDonald shit, dude. Like, oh, well, man. Maybe this story's just not true.
That's so classic. Yeah, dude. Imagine even, like, way after the bit, dude. You're like, I got one left.
Oh, man, dude. And the funniest thing was, one of the funnier parts was he's like, yeah, there's no clowns on the West Coast. And fucking he goes, what? He's like, yeah, there's no clowns on the West Coast. They're all on the East Coast. And they're like, why are they on the East Coast? They're like, oh, well, the French.
The French.
Because it all starts off, he's trying to get clowns.
Yeah.
For this French guy's fucking funeral, dude. He's like, why the French? They run the magic rooms. And all the magic rooms are on the East Coast. You don't know this?
Just basic information.
And like every time Alan Bromwell would ask some shit, dude, he'd be like, and why do they do this? Because it's clown shit. That's
it's
why.
Clown shit.
He just does clown shit on the side of the road. All right? He's got stretchy skin, and he does clown shit. Yeah. There's a... I found this...
Does he do it on stage?
It's a 20-minute bit, dude. It's a 20-minute fucking bit, bro. I almost want to fucking buy him a spot, dude, for him to feature someplace, bro. Just to hear that story and record it, bro. But he almost does the whole story on that podcast.
Yeah.
But, like, fucking when he tells Alan's like... He goes like this. He goes, yeah. He's like, I met this bunch of feminist clowns. He's all, they don't wear makeup. They just wear really big sunglasses. And fucking
dude.
Alan straight up goes, what the fuck? Is this all punchlines? And I'm just like, yep. Oh, you can hear me in the back. Yep, motherfucker.
Dude, when he stacks them, he did the First Friday Phil's Showcase.
Yeah.
And he had a 10-minute spot at the First Friday. Dude, the hardest I've seen Mike crush. His mom was there. I got to meet Mike Capolino's mom.
That's crazy.
I was like, dude, she looks younger than he does. I was like, you're his mom?
I would have hit on her. I would have been like,
they were smoking weed together, like bullshitting and laughing. And then
cool.
He got up and he fucking crushed for 10 minutes. But it was, dude... He just had him going for, like, there was times where he's just stacking punchlines for a while.
Dude, he fucking hits it every fucking time. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah, it is good shit.
That's like, watching, so, I met Mike Capolino in San Diego when I was
I remember
was
you
that.
Talking about this at the
shop. Yeah, at a porn shop, but he ran the studio above the porn shop.
Oh.
So it was like a fucking dirty fucking video. The shoe with the porno thing underneath, and this fucking bitch was putting cock rings on me, and he kicked us out of the store. He's like, you guys just get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. And I know it's Mike Capolino, dude. You just see him with darker hair, bro.
Yeah.
And fucking just like, what the fuck are you doing? I'll get the fuck out of here. That's and it so, was him, dude. Guaranteed, bro.
That's so funny. You didn't even meet him. You just yelled at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he just yelled out. And then I was like, man, you look fucking familiar. And then I told him, yeah, I did the Target store in Lemon Grove, San Diego. He's like, I was like, what's the little thing on Mission Hill? And he's like, were you ever at that Hotel 6? And I was like, yeah, bro, there's this fucking dirty bookstore across the street. He's like, I used to run that dirty bookstore. And I was like, oh, shit. I knew right then and there, dude. I was like, oh, fuck, like, dude. Yeah, it all clicked, dude. I was fuck. Funny. That dude, that bitch was fucking throwing cock rings on my dick and sucking it in the middle of the store. It was crazy, fool. Fuck, dude.
That's so funny.
That's how dirty bookstores were back in the day, dude. It you fucking wild. Go in those little rooms, fuck, throw a dollar in, fucking dudes look like chicks. But yeah, this is a real chick, bro. I met her at the bar. I already put my weenie in her.
Well, and it was funny because, yeah, he has that story about people, like, returning items to a porn shop.
Yeah.
And, like, then when you were talking about that one time, I was like, Mike obviously worked at a porn shop, yeah. And I'm pretty sure Lou's getting yeah. to a few.
Yeah, no, nah, man. That's just crazy simpatico-ass shit, son.
Yeah, Lou.
You got any shows coming up?
I'm in Loveland this Friday. There's a new venue opened up called The Listening Room.
The Listening Room. What is it, poetry or comedy?
No, it's comedy.
Tell him who I gotta send my video to.
It was a guy that just reached out to me randomly.
I know.
On Facebook
fucking
tell
him, yo, check out this dumbass fucking Big Lou.
I'll check him out.
I'll be in Cody, Wyoming.
Cody, Wyoming.
With some folks. This Wednesday night. We'll be back Thursday. Yeah, I asked you to cover for Discovery.
I was supposed to host Discovery, but I refused.
What do you have?
It's called Deep Cuts. It's a new room started up by Dead Room Comedy.
Oh, Dead Room.
It's a pizza place called Deep Cuts, I believe. And
where's
it's gonna
that
be
at?
A weekly showcase. Just right downtown. I don't think the place is called Deep Cuts. I think the comedy show's called
I know,
Deep Cuts.
But what's the place called? The Andolini? What is it called?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Angelo's?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, so Jeff Nelson is going to cover for me and Johnny Beaks because Johnny Beaks is going to be at Comedy Works South.
Crushing.
Doing his new talent night. Rick Trickley.
Check out Rick Trickley. he'll be doing his new talent night at
with Johnny Beeks.
Rickley Trickley. I just did my comedy set. We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah,
you gave me your notes.
Fool, you sucked. Nah, it's like you did good. If you would have fucking hit that light, you would have done the best.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't.
I know. Well, like I said, I was scanning. I was looking for it. If she would have just been generous.
Should have stayed up.
Yeah.
Should have paid attention.
That was the thing. It was like, I wanted to commit to it. I mean, I committed to the bit. Like, I was.
OBC. Always be checking.
Always be checking.
OBL. Always be looking for that light.
That's funny. But yeah, it's fun. It's just as. I mean, that was like a third of the people that usually put in.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it was still a hot audience.
Yeah, no, these crazy. It's all about that card bullshit, too, dude. What sucks.
Well, and I mean, all the notes are always just like reassuring. I did get props because I tried to riff off the top.
Yeah.
Where I was like, man, the only thing Callan's mullet's missing is my mutton chops. And like, it didn't get a huge laugh, but it won the audience confidence, you know?
Nah, you had the audience from your first couple jokes, dude. You just kept hitting and hitting and hitting. And like I said, dude, if you would have just fucking rolled off stage with that last one. And if you would have did it no look styling, like you didn't even see the light. I'm fucking douchebag Austin Lang, two planker himself, Have a good night. If you would have said, I'm a douchebag two planker and walked off stage, no look.
They still were on my side by the time the
silence. No, not me.
Not you.
I was like, this idiot just missed his light, bro. He's got to pay attention.
They were on my side.
I wasn't.
I know.
No, I wasn't. I ran out of candy.
I get it.
By then.
I get it. Makes sense.
Howard did good.
Damon did good. Devesh
did good.
I don't think either of them did as much time as they really should have.
Yeah, but they neither of them stopped in the middle of their laps, neither.
No.
So I seen them both walking over laughs too.
Yeah.
I seen them both starting their next joke before the audience was all the way quiet again. Yo, and that's what it is, dude. Because I told them you need to practice for this much time because you're gonna get laughs.
Yeah.
Like the only person I didn't see get really laughs was that older gal and that fucking one dude that runs the mic over there with Crawford.
That old dude?
Yeah, that dude's a piece of shit.
I walked out while he was getting notes. You would have liked it because it was funny because he just trying to kept making excuses. He got two laughs. He got a laugh averaging every 49 seconds. I shouldn't be saying this.
Oh, no, that's fine. Fuck him, bro.
Funny, though.
He was whack, fool. I'll say this, dude. I lit him outside to watch him caught, and I apologized, and now I fucking feel bad for apologizing to the fucking guy, bro, because he is super whack, dude.
It was funny.
He's a whack-ass motherfucker, dude. Some people are whack, bro. That guy, I know I can talk shit about him. He ain't never going to hear this. I'll send it to him, too. I'll fucking send him the link.
That's funny.
But, yeah, dude, so we got shit going on. This is going to be episode whatever.
My mom's home.
Podcast. I got to eat some roasted chicken and potatoes right now before we go to Epic.
Epic Breweries tonight.
Epic Brewings tonight. What else? Irish Rover. And then late night with Crawford over there at the Lions Lair. Fucking see you there if you come out tonight. Oh, fuck. My mom's home.
Oh, shit. Let's go. God damn it.